From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is calling for an international peace conference to be convened by the middle of this year. He wants to try to break the impasse in the Middle East peace process. He spoke at the monthly meeting Tuesday of the UN Security Council on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. He said, confronted with this deadlock, we have neither given up nor have we lost hope. He expressed support for broad regional and international participation at such a meeting, and he laid out his vision of what he called a peace plan. His speech was the first time he has addressed the 15-nation council since 2009. The U.S. State Department says it is designating the group Ansarul Islam as a global terrorist group because of its history of launching attacks in Burkina Faso near the border with Mali. Ansarul Islam's attacks include a December 2016 attack on members of Burkina Faso's military that killed 12 soldiers. It was one of the deadliest attacks ever against troops from Burkina Faso. The State Department designation is meant to block all foreign assets the group has under U.S. jurisdiction and prohibits any U.S. citizen from engaging in business with the group. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, says he will not allow so-called smash-and-grab interventions when undertaking land expropriation without compensation.
We will handle this matter in the same way that we have always handled all difficult issues in our country. We will handle it with responsibility.
This is VOA News. Pro-Syrian government forces reported